Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dandelion Insurrection, Love and Revolution is a dystopian political novel by Rivera Sun, first published in 2013 as part of the Dandelion Trilogy. Set in a near-future version of the United States, the story imagines a society where dissent, assembly, and even public resistance have been criminalized under an authoritarian regime shaped by fear, corporate power, and militarized control. At the center of the novel are Zadie Bird Gray and Charlie Ryder, whose encounter becomes the spark for a nationwide nonviolent uprising called the Dandelion Insurrection. The book is not only a work of speculative fiction, but also a vehicle for exploring strategies of civil resistance, community organizing, and the ethical force of love as a political principle. It blends dramatic narrative with ideas drawn from real-world nonviolent movements, making it especially relevant to readers interested in activism, social change, and fiction with a strong public purpose. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a near-future dystopia built around criminalized dissent, the novel's world is defined by the suppression of ordinary democratic freedoms. People are punished for dissent, gathering, and standing up for their lives, which turns public space into a zone of fear rather than civic participation. This premise matters because it shows how authoritarian systems depend not only on force, but also on the narrowing of imagination when assembly and protest are treated as crimes. Resistance becomes harder to organize and easier to isolate. Rivera Sun uses this setting to examine the mechanics of oppression in a way that feels close to contemporary political anxieties rather than distant science fiction. The result is a dystopia that functions less like escape literature and more like a warning about how quickly civil liberties can erode when fear, propaganda, and institutional power reinforce one another. The setting also gives the novel its urgency, since the stakes are not abstract ideology, but whether people can still act together at all. Secondly, Zadie Bird Gray and Charlie Ryder as catalysts for collective action. The story follows Zadie Bird Gray and Charlie Ryder, whose relationship becomes the human core of the revolution. Rather than presenting change as the work of a single heroic leader, the novel uses these characters to show how ordinary people can become organizers, messengers, and symbols when conditions demand it. Zadie functions as an initiator and strategist, while Charlie becomes the public voice of the movement, allowing the book to explore different forms of courage and responsibility. This division is important because it reflects a broader argument about social change. Successful movements require coordination, trust, and roles that are shared across many people, not just charisma from one figure. Their journey across the country also reinforces the idea that revolution spreads through connection. By grounding political upheaval in personal encounters and relationships, the novel suggests that collective resistance begins with human bonds before it becomes a mass campaign. The characters are therefore not just protagonists but embodiments of the book's theory of change. Thirdly, nonviolent resistance is strategy, not symbolism. One of the book's defining features is its commitment to nonviolent revolution as a practical method of confronting tyranny. Rivera Sun does not treat nonviolence as passive endurance. Instead, it is framed as disciplined action that requires planning, communication, and strategic pressure. The novel draws from real traditions of civil resistance associated with Gandhi and Jean Sharp, and that influence is visible in the emphasis on campaign design, weakening an opponent's support, and mobilizing ordinary people through creative tactics. This gives the book a distinctive political intelligence. It is interested not only in moral opposition to injustice, but also in how nonviolent movements actually function under repression. The accompanying study guide extends this same framework, reinforcing the idea that fiction can be a training ground for civic action. As a result, the novel stands apart from many dystopias that focus on collapse alone. Here, the central question is not whether resistance is admirable, but how it can be organized effectively enough to challenge a powerful system. Fourthly, love, kindness, and connection as political forces. The title signals the book's most unconventional claim: love is not separate from revolution, but one of its essential instruments. The novel repeatedly links kindness, empathy, and interpersonal connection to the success of the movement, suggesting that oppressive systems rely on division and dehumanization, while resistance grows through solidarity. This theme gives the book a moral framework that is more constructive than purely oppositional. Instead of defining change only as the destruction of an enemy, it imagines a social order rooted in cooperation and mutual care. That is why the text is often described as hopeful, even while depicting harsh conditions. The emotional logic matters as much as the political one, because fear isolates people, whereas compassion helps them recover a shared sense of purpose. In this way, the novel argues that revolutionary practice is also relational practice. People must learn to trust one another, support one another, and remain connected if they want to outlast systems built on greed and control. The novel's optimism comes from this belief in the durability of human bonds. Lastly, a hybrid of fiction handbook and civic provocation, The Dandelion Insurrection is unusual because it works on two levels at once. As a novel, it offers a dramatic dystopian narrative with action, danger, and mythic scale. As a political text, it operates like a guide to nonviolent organizing, especially when read alongside the study guide that Rivera Sun created for workshops and educational use. This hybrid form is part of what makes the book distinctive in its category. Many political novels critique injustice, and many activist manuals explain tactics, but this book deliberately combines both functions so that imagination and instruction reinforce each other. That design makes it especially useful for readers, groups, classrooms, and organizers who want a literary entry point into movement strategy. It also explains why the book has been praised as both prophetic and practical. It does not simply depict a troubled future. It asks readers to think about how a different future could be built. The novel's value, therefore, lies in its dual identity as art and applied political reflection. In conclusion, The Dandelion Insurrection, Love and Revolution will be most valuable to readers who want dystopian fiction with a clear political purpose, especially those interested in nonviolent resistance, community organizing, social justice, and activist education. It is also well-suited to book clubs, classrooms, and movement groups because it invites discussion not only of plot and character, but also of strategy, ethics, and civic responsibility. What sets it apart from many books in the dystopian genre is that it does not linger mainly on collapse, punishment, or survival. Instead, it foregrounds the practical construction of resistance and the possibility of collective transformation. Rivera Sun uses the form of speculative fiction to explore how people can respond to authoritarianism without abandoning compassion or imagination. That combination of narrative urgency and tactical awareness gives the book a rare profile. It is readable as a novel, but it also functions as a framework for thinking about real-world organizing. For readers looking for fiction that is both politically engaged and genuinely instructive, it offers a distinctive and memorable experience. If you would like to support Rivera Sun, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.